Hey there, sweet friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast. If you tuned into my previous solo episode, you listened to part one on our special series on self-sabotage. Now, you don't have to listen to that episode before you listen to this one if you're just jumping in here, but my recommendation would be after this episode, just go back and give that one a listen so you can really get this full spectrum approach to this conversation on self-sabotage. As always, we are approaching this conversation with tons of kindness for ourselves, lots of compassion. The last thing I want us to do is to learn about self-sabotage and then be harder on ourselves. That is the opposite of what we are achieving here. So together through this special series, we are studying self-sabotage. We are creating awareness around our own self-sabotaging behaviors. And then we are getting to know what triggers these behaviors in our lives. And then we're creating an action plan going forward. And we do all that with a ton of self-compassion. So in this special series, number two, part two, we are going to be talking about our trigger awareness. So our self-sabotaging triggers can vary wildly and widely from person to person. So today we're going to talk about some of the most common triggers. It's important to know that some of these overlap with each other. They interact with each other. Everyone has unique triggers when it comes to self-sabotage based on your personal experiences, your beliefs, your coping mechanisms. But we study this because in recognizing these triggers, it's a really important step in addressing our self-sabotage cycle and then developing strategies for change and growth going forward. And that's what we're all about here, living by design and not by default, not by guilting ourselves or shaming ourselves, but just by being curious, asking ourselves like, oh, isn't that interesting? I see myself falling into this self-sabotage cycle. That's curious. I wonder why. I wonder what started this? What was the precursor to this? And then what can I do about it going forward? We can't change the past. We're not here to judge ourselves. We are just here to gather data, to learn, and then create plans going forward so that we can feel really good as we move through our days, right? We can feel a little lighter, a little brighter. We can be 1% better each day. There will always absolutely be hard seasons in life, but if we can focus on building this awareness, if we can build resilience and strength now, then when those hard seasons are here, we are better equipped and ready to handle them. So what do you say, friend? Let's jump into this episode. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we choose to live by design and not by default. I'm your host, Kate House, behavior change specialist, empowerment coach, top 2% globally ranked podcaster, keynote speaker, soon-to-be author, and your guide to navigating life with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Each week on the show, I'm going to teach you how to be the architect of your extraordinary life through exploring my signature method, the Live by Design Blueprint. Together, let's explore powerful habits, mindset shifts, goals with soul, self-awareness, and lifelong learning, all while cultivating joy and practicing gratitude each step of the way. I'm here to be the voice of a friend and to support as many of us high-achieving, goal-oriented women on our intentional living journey as we ditch the overwhelm, get unstuck, and take purpose-aligned action. So what do you say, friend? Let's live by design and not default together. All right, friend. So if you didn't listen to the first episode in this special series, here's just like a very quick recap on self-sabotage. First, we said that self-sabotage refers to the unconscious or intentional actions, thoughts, or behaviors that undermine your own goals, success, well-being, or personal growth. These self-defeating patterns often arise from internalized beliefs, fears, insecurities, or past experiences. Oh, Daddy's gonna go see Daddy. Which leads us to engage in behaviors that contradict our conscious desires or intentions. Self-sabotage can manifest in so many different forms, like procrastination, self-doubt, perfectionism, negative self-talk, avoiding challenges, or repeated patterns of failure or self-destructive actions. And finally, recognizing and addressing self-sabotaging behavior is essential for achieving our own personal fulfillment, building resilience, and reaching our full potential in whatever way and shape and form that means for us. So what we are hoping to do is to study the self-sabotage cycle and disrupt that cycle. There's four parts to that in what I'm teaching. First is identifying our self-sabotaging behaviors, then creating trigger awareness, crafting an action plan, and then cultivating self-compassion. In this earlier episode, we studied the 5 most common self-sabotaging behaviors. And just as a quick review, we said that they are procrastination, self-doubt, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and negative self-talk. So we studied those just to collect data to get to understand, oh, these are some of the common ways that self-sabotage behaviors manifest. Maybe yours looks different. That's totally fine. Maybe you have a couple of those that resonate with you. And that's just so that when we come into a situation where we notice, oh, I'm procrastinating, or oh, I'm using perfectionism as a way to self-sabotage, we just have an awareness around it, because then we can get curious and start to figure out what we can do about it. In this episode today, we're going to talk about our trigger awareness. So this idea that by recognizing the triggers, we are better able to address our self-sabotage and develop those strategies going forward. So when it comes to identifying triggers, here are the top ones based on my research. Stress and overwhelm. I put this one first because this is absolutely the one that I struggle with. And I always, I go down all the rabbit holes. I do tons of research I taught this in the Live by Design Collective. Anything I teach on the podcast, I always do a ton of research for. And I'm always curious how it can help me too, right? I get to learn right alongside you. I get to coach you and learn alongside you. So the first is stress and overwhelm. So high levels of stress, overwhelm, or burnout can absolutely trigger self-sabotage. It can lead you to avoidance behaviors, to procrastination, to self-destructive coping mechanisms to cope with the pressure or the discomfort. So that's our first trigger, stress and overwhelm. The second is a fear of failure, or funnily enough, a fear of success. These are kind of like two sides of the same coin, and based on what I've learned. So the fear of failure, the anticipation of failing or not meeting expectations can trigger that self-sabotage. It can lead you to procrastinate, avoid challenges, or engage in self-doubt. On the flip side, the fear of success can also be a trigger for self-sabotage, especially if it brings about changes or responsibilities that you might not feel prepared, or here's the kicker, you might not feel worthy for. So fear of failure or fear of success can also be triggers. The next is perfectionism or imposter syndrome. So perfectionism is, again, setting those unrealistically high standards for yourself that can trigger self-sabotage if you feel overwhelmed or paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake or falling short of your perfectionist goals. And then imposter syndrome, which I know many of you have mentioned in the community being something that comes up for you. It's feeling like a fraud or believing that your achievements are not deserved or earned, and can again trigger that self-sabotage, which can lead you to downplay your accomplishments, avoid recognition, or undermine your own success. So again, perfectionism or imposter syndrome. The next are negative past experiences. So traumatic or negative past experience, such as past failures or rejections, can serve as triggers for self-sabotage because they reinforce your self-limiting beliefs, your fears, or your avoidance behaviors. This was one that really resonated with us inside of the collective. And just a reminder, friend, that again, we're approaching this conversation from a place of learning about ourselves, of being kind to ourselves, and implementing shifts and changes going forward. And friend, if you listen to this and this is something that is really coming up for you time and time again, just a reminder that for my scope of practice as a coach, this is all very forward facing. So coaching, I like to think of as future facing. And oftentimes working with a therapist is backwards facing, meaning it's in the past, right? We're thinking through and feeling through and discussing things that have happened in the past. So while that is outside of my scope of practice, there are amazing practitioners out there. So if this trigger of self-sabotage of these negative past experiences really resonates with you, that might be an opportunity for inner child work. That might be an opportunity to talk to a therapist or your doctor to really start to unpack that for yourself. So outside of my scope of work, I can't guide you through that because it would not be in integrity. But just a reminder that we all need help. We all need support. We don't have to do life by ourselves, and to seek that support when you need it. Another trigger for self-sabotage is comparison and envy. This is a big one. So this idea of constantly comparing yourself to others or feeling envious of others' success, this can trigger self-sabotage by fueling feelings of inadequacy, resentment, or even self-doubt. And finally, the last trigger we'll talk about today is your comfort zone. So the comfort zone can become a trigger for self-sabotage when you resist stepping out of familiar routines or environments, even if it means missing out on a growth opportunity or just an opportunity for anything that you would want to do, but you allow yourself to kind of stay stuck in your comfort zone because it's comfy, right? But growth happens outside of our comfort zone. I think it's James Clear in Atomic Habits who says that 4% outside of our comfort zone is where we grow the best. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's right. So this idea of getting out of our comfort zone. So in summary, some of the most common triggers for self-sabotage are stress and overwhelm, fear of failure or fear of success, perfectionism or imposter syndrome, negative past experiences, comparison and envy, or your own comfort zone. So as you hear this list, I want you to just take a moment to identify which one or ones you identify with the most. And again, this is just an opportunity for us to learn. In the past episode, we learned about our self-sabotaging behaviors so we can recognize when they're happening in the moment. God bless you, baby. And now we are talking about the triggers so we can just create some more awareness around the triggers, which empowers you to recognize and interrupt the destructive patterns. It leads you to greater self-understanding. It can help you with your personal growth journey, and it gives you the ability to make positive changes in your life. So that's why we study these self-sabotage triggers. So we've laid the foundation. We established our working definition of self-sabotage. We have studied our self-sabotage behaviors. Today, we talked about our self-sabotage triggers. And in our next and final episode in this special series, we're going to craft an action plan. It is a 4-step plan so that we can take this awareness and the learning and everything that we've done together so far and have a plan going forward. And friend, if studying this together resonates with you and you want to go from learning into implementing, I would love to get to do that alongside of you. So we have the Live by Design Collective. We are a group of women who choose to do life together. We choose to live by design and not by default together in community. We come together 4 times a month. You don't have to get every call live. That's totally fine. There's always a video and an audio replay for you. But if you can join us live, we do a masterclass every month. This month was on self-sabotage. We do a journaling session every month. We have habit planning hours, and then we have office hours where we share where we are glowing and where we are growing each month. So the areas where we're thriving and the areas where we want to be a little bit more intentional going forward. And again, as part of the collective, we always set an annual intention, which we distill down into our quarterly goals, which are then reflected in our daily and our weekly habits. So we can do all the learning, we can listen to the podcast, we can read the books, we can watch the TED Talks, but without slowing down and implementing in our own lives, we won't actually start to see and feel those changes. So if you want to implement in community with other women, we would love to welcome you, friend. Memberships are $50 a month, or you can buy a 6 or 12 month package, which gives you a very steep discount. And it's a no obligation, like literally zero strings attached. Join us for a month. And if we're not the right fit for you, we will lovingly send you on your way and just with all the well wishes in the world. Or you might come and you might stay. I would say that our retention rate is incredibly high in the LBD Collective versus other like membership sites or other group coaching experiences. We have women who are entering their third year with us because this journey of personal growth, it's a journey, right? We're never, I don't think, going to reach this moment where we're like, I have arrived, right? Like we're always learning. We're always finding areas where we can improve, where we can grow, where we can be more intentional, where we can be kinder to ourselves, or where we can support others. So we're never looking for this like end goal trophy. It's really just about getting to do life with other curious, growth-oriented, goals-driven women. And we do that with a lot of self-love along the way. Again, you can join us over at misskatehouse.com/LBD collective if you want to join us. And either way, I'm so grateful to have you here, sweet friend. And stay tuned because my next solo episode will be the third and final installment of this special series where we will craft our action plan and we will also study self-compassion as well because I think self-compassion is a really important part of this self-sabotage conversation. All right, have a great rest of your day. That brings us to the end of another Live by Design podcast episode. I had so much fun diving into today's topic with you, and I hope you're walking away with one action item that you're going to commit to implementing in your own life starting today. And speaking of ditching the overwhelm, getting unstuck, and taking action, I would love to get connected with you, friend. It's really me on the other end recording podcast episodes, answering emails, recording video responses, and I am dying to get to know you better. You can shoot me an email anytime over at kate@misskatehouse.com or send me a DM or a voice memo, love voice memos, over on Instagram at Miss Kate House. I'd love to know your favorite takeaways from this episode, the action item you're committing to implementing, or how you're leaning into living by design and not by default in your current season of life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a second to subscribe to the Live by Design podcast wherever it is you tune into your shows. And if you've enjoyed three or more of these content-packed episodes, I would be so ridiculously grateful if you do me the favor of opening up Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and leave a 5-star rating for the show, and if possible, a simple 1-2 sentence review. Each new review that's left brings me so much joy. It makes my heart smile, and it helps us grow our community of growth-oriented women. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, friend. I'll be back in your earbuds again soon, and until that time, spread some joy, make someone smile.